Hey guys, this is Ben Arkell with Passive Automation. We're going to talk today about how to make your first $1,000 in commission. Now notice there's no time frame on that, right? Because these things take time, especially with affiliate marketing and passive income. Problem with most people who are trying to find a way to make money online in our day is they want results now. I actually had someone comment on a YouTube video today saying, "How much money have you made?" And so people want results now, but that's not going to happen unless you're really good with paid ads and have a paid ad strategy. But I wanted to talk to you, really share some really cool advice I was given by a buddy of mine. His name's Sam. Sam Richfjord, I hope I'm saying his name right. He shared this in a few groups, and I hope he does not mind me sharing it. And I don't think he will, and the reason why I don't think he will is if you look, one of the pieces of advice he gives is actually getting your name out there. So hopefully this helps Sam get his name out there a little more. Last name is Riksfjord. Okay, so Sam, shout out to you. Appreciate what you're doing. He left a comment. People were saying, "Hey, how do you make your first $1,000 in commission?" And he had the best response. Everyone read his response and said, "Holy cow, Sam, that's incredible." So I wanted to explain what Sam said, and I'll give my own feedback as I'm reading this out to you. But what he says is, you know, how do you make your first $1,000 of commission? He says, well, I do it the same way as I did it the first time, with organic search traffic, okay? That's the way Sam's doing it. There's organic methods, which are super important and super effective. There's also paid methods, and so I don't think Sam focuses on that exclusively, obviously not. So if you're doing paid, that's a different solution, but a different method. But so he's talking from an organic way, and he says, why? He says, if you build a white hat search-driven platform that provides value, it will grow and grow over time, okay? And again, that's the wonderful thing about affiliate marketing and passive income. If you do it through organic search, meaning like through YouTube, through blogs, through podcasts, through those methods, it's going to grow and grow over time. And was it hard? And he's like, absolutely. He's like, was it fast? He said, heck no. They want to tear my hair out at times? Definitely. But I'm after the long-term rewards and not short-term wins. So that got me through the darkest hours. He said, by the way, this is one of those things that is simple but not easy. I love that, okay? To understand what to do is very simple. It is not easy. It takes dedication every day. It takes making lists every day. It takes waking up early every day. So for me, I wake up every day around 5, a little before 5. I used to get up at 4:30, but I broke my wrist recently in a longboarding accident. And so my routine of going to the gym and lifting weights kind of got derailed for a bit. What I do now is I wake up at 5 and I shoot a YouTube video every single day except Saturday and Sunday. And why I'm doing that? I'm trying to create online real estate. I want to create just tons of content that is valuable, that will help people, help provide solutions to their problems. And so when people do search, they find me. When Google sees, hey, this guy keeps pushing out videos, you know, and they're all talking about affiliate marketing, passive income, online marketing, different tools you can use, ClickFunnels, Tailwind, Pinterest. I hope that YouTube and Google, they'll see me and notice me, and that will happen. Okay, it's simple, but it's not easy. Okay, so he goes through a bullet point. I'm going to read his 10 things, okay? Guys, these are so incredible. Take notes on this podcast. Listen to it again. You have to do these. Like, it's 10 things, right? That's all you got to do, 10 things. Simple to understand, not easy to do. So let's jump in. One is figure out your niche. He says, have passion and knowledge in this niche so you can create content forever. If you don't care about the niche, you'll eventually flame out. I totally agree. Okay, totally agree. I mean, there's some niches where you can make a lot of money, but I couldn't create content every day. I like creating content in the affiliate marketing, make money online, passive income niche because that's what I'm doing. And I'm just basically documenting a lot of my processes and what I've done. And that's easy to create content. If I were to want to, like for example, there's a lady I know, she's incredible, doing really well as an affiliate marketer for this Lady Boss program. And I'm thinking, oh man, I should join that program. She's killing it. But what she's doing is it's basically like a protein shake weight loss program. And so she's making shakes every day and doing recipes and doing videos on that. And that just does not interest me at all, right? Even though it's a highly profitable niche, I have no passion for losing weight because sopping wet, I'm 6'3", 150, maybe. By 145, okay? It's funny I say that. I had a Facebook ad I'm running. And in there I mentioned I quit a job in the last few years. And was really depressed, had a really hard time. I actually dropped down to 6'3", 130. And someone commented on my Facebook ad and they're like, you need to update this ad. We can tell it's a lie because no one could live if they were 6'3", 130. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's true. Ask my wife. I lived it. So you have to have passion. We always talk about niches, but why? Why do we talk about niches? Well, because as you narrow down more, you understand the pains of the people. You understand what their wants are. You can talk to those specifically. Advertisers love it because they know who your market is and they know what ads to send. Like for example, on YouTube, you know, there's this huge channels that PewDiePie talks about a lot of different stuff, but advertisers aren't sure exactly what to put on his channel, right? But if you're on my channel and ads aren't being served yet, they will once they hit the threshold and stuff. But when they do, advertisers know, hey, okay, we need ads for stuff that's about making money online. Softwares and tools where you can make money online. That's what we need to send to this channel, okay? So, I mean, it's the most annoying thing to hear from people say, oh, you gotta pick a niche. But it just makes sense. A niche is an interest, all right? So, what are you interested in? Sewing. Okay, that's your niche. Can you get any more specific? Maybe you like sewing specific articles of clothing, like wedding dresses. You know, that could be a sub niche. And the more you drill down with not completely, you want to have an audience left, right? But the more you can drill down and provide solutions for that audience, and segment, you're just gonna have much better conversion. Okay, so number two, he says, do a ton of research on your audience and the niche and keywords before starting. What do they like, want, desire, hate? Knowing all this gives you an edge. Now, I'm gonna sneeze here in a second, hopefully. Woo! Excuse me, sorry. I don't edit these podcasts, so you're getting everything live. I'm actually walking in a field, and there's some stuff that is probably causing my allergies to go crazy. But we talked about this a little before. You need to know who these people are. But excuse me, like know what they like, what they hate. Because selling, which you need to be doing to make money, you have to understand what's in their heart. What do they really want? What features do they want? What benefits do they want? What are the hidden features they want? What inside their soul? Why does a woman want this hair care product? Does she want it just so her hair feels soft? Or does she want it because she wants her husband to stroke her hair at night and to like hold her and so she'll feel more loved? And there's a hidden benefit that people, you have to speak to that. Okay, three, we could talk about two for a long time, but you get the idea. People who make money know how to write copy that addresses people's pain points, their wants, their needs, their desires. So three, build your website or YouTube account and understand SEO from day one. At the very least, understand basic on-page SEO for a site. If you don't do this right away, it'll be a massive pain to try and fix it later. tempted to build a blog and click. Okay, yeah, so it's basically like, understand from the get-go, and guys, SEO, it's not super complicated, right? If you're starting a blog, there are tools you can use. Like, there's a plugin called Yoast SEO, and it's like basically, hey, have your keyword in your title of your blog, of your post. Have your keywords in your header twos. Have your keywords within your page. Have links to other content you have on your website. Have a meta description that has the keyword in there. When you're in your tags, add tags to your post. All of your images, add tags that have keyword-rich and relevant things on your images and the alt SEO fields, okay? So, not super complicated. And then YouTube's the same thing. You can get plugins like vidIQ or TubeBuddy where they'll actually give you suggested tags based on your title. So if you're doing Make Money Online, they'll say, you know, suggested tag is how to make money online, how to make money online in 2019, how to make money with affiliate marketing. They'll give you suggestions. SEO is not that difficult. It's basically helping Google and YouTube and these search engines know what your content is about based on how often you're using those keywords in that content. Okay, Brian's recommendation, sorry, not Brian, Sam, number four, he says create 20 plus articles or videos that solve problems for your audience, okay? Now, I would say, you have to have at least 20 before you start seeing things, but I mean, you want hundreds. The more, there's a big wind gust. I'm not sure if you're gonna catch that on this podcast. The more content you're producing, the better, right? So more is better. That's something you just need to keep in mind. On my blog, I probably have, I'd say, I want to have 150. Nathan Lucas, he is a YouTuber in the affiliate marketing world, and he said that when he hit about 150 or 200, that's when things started taking off. Okay, and if it's windy, I feel really bad. I'm actually trying to take a walk here at the same time as I'm doing this video. Trying to see how many steps I've taken. It doesn't look like this wind is annoying. Sorry. Okay. We'll hurry through these last few because I know it's been a while. But create those 20 plus articles that solve problems for your audience or your videos. It says five, monetize from day one. So find affiliate products that help people in your audience and that are related to your niche and that are reputable. And don't sell stuff, I'd add here, that you haven't used, right? So for me, for affiliate marketing, some of the softwares that help people who want to do affiliate marketing, ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels, what it does is it captures emails. It also gives you the ability to send someone through a lead process, sales process. So you capture their email. You send them to what's called a bridge page where you can provide some more information about the product you're going to send them to. Then you send them to the product page. That is like a third, if you're doing affiliate marketing, it's a third party, like ClickFunnels. You send them to their own ClickFunnels page where they then are on a sales page with ClickFunnels trying to sell them something. And then you can go send to a thank you page. So ClickFunnels is something I get affiliate commission off of. There's another service I do is called The Core. It's a group of online entrepreneurs. Jordan Mederich he's the group owner. He provides amazing content every month. And what I do is I tell people about that, provide that to them as a solution, and I get affiliate commissions if people join there. So monetize from day one using products that are applicable to your niche and they can use. Today I just did a video about Pinterest, which is obviously a free platform, but Tailwind is a service that helps you pin stuff and they have a feature called Smart Loop where you can automatically be posting pins. Once you set it up, like every day, it'll automatically post on a recurring schedule, like forever. It just keeps looping over and over, which is awesome. Okay, so number six, he says, build an email list from day one. And again, every day you should be thinking, how many people join my list? On my one website called to share yesterday, I think 14 people joined my list. So there you go. How many emails are you capturing every day? Because those are your future customers. So that's important. And the way you capture emails is through a pop-up on a website, or you can also send them through a funnel like ClickFunnels, and you can capture your email there. Seven, Sam says, do not give up or give in to horizon confusion. That's when your mind is telling you success is right around the corner, but it's realistically 6 months to a year away. That's interesting, because usually you hear people talk about I don't think I've ever actually heard that. So basically, he's preaching patience. Sometimes people think, tomorrow. And I actually have fallen into the trap of that. On ClickFunnels, I'll be looking like every day to see if I've made any commissions, and I haven't. And then I'll look and I haven't, and then I'll look and I haven't. And you kind of get frustrated. But luckily, someone actually joined ClickFunnels from one of my offers the other day. So that's nice. But I like that horizon confusion. Okay, eight. Celebrate every single tiny win. You need endorphins for the long game. And that's cool. And that's why I celebrated when I got the ClickFunnels sign up. That's why I celebrated when I got someone sign up for Legendary Marketer through me the other day. Celebrate those wins, okay? Because there's so many losses, right? And guys, the people who are going to win an online business, especially with affiliate marketing through organic search, are those who don't quit. And the only way you will not quit is if you celebrate those wins and you don't expect results right now. Number nine, attach your name to everything. If you don't build trust, why should people trust you and buy from your links? Some will, but most people are too smart for that. So yeah, just what I do is I, in my podcast and my tags, I put Ben Arkell. My Pinterest page is Ben Arkell, and then it says affiliate marketing. My YouTube channel says Ben Arkell. My website, Passive Automation, doesn't, but, and then in my YouTube videos, I tag things with Ben Arkell. So get your name out there. Don't be afraid to show your face. People are going to buy from you because they trust you. There's 100 other people they could buy from, but as they get to know you, they trust you, they know who you are, what you stand for, they'll buy from you because they like you, right? That's one of the reasons I do this podcast. There's just another way for people to learn more about me. I mean, if you've been listening this whole time, I love you. Good on you. That's awesome. You've learned a couple things about me. One, I have allergies. I'm sneezing, right? Maybe you can commiserate with me there. Two, you've learned that I broke my wrist in a longboard recently. So those things build connection and trust. Number 10 is the last one that Sam says. He says, keep going and don't give up. Create content that is better than everything else in the search engine results page, and you will start to see traffic. Now, that is probably the most difficult one. But, because, I mean, the reality of the situation is there's a lot of other people creating great content. But there's also, if you look through some stuff, you know, for example, I was looking at Legendary Marketer reviews the other day, and some of the content was just so old. It was before a lot of changes had been made, and I was just like, what's going on? This is not even right. And so I can create an article that has right stuff, that is correct information, and I'm already going to be better. And something else a buddy of mine, Chris Fong, does is when he puts content out, and you can't do this on YouTube, you can do it on a blog, is update your content regularly, you know, every couple weeks, every couple months. Add new things. Add additional questions and answers. Anyway, guys, Sam's list is awesome, okay? I'm not going to go over the list because it's so long. But you get it. Actually, you know what? I lied. Maybe I will. One, figure out your niche. Two, do a ton of research. Know their likes and wants and desires and fears. And three, build your website and understand SEO, or your YouTube channel. Understand SEO. Four, create 20 articles or videos and then keep publishing. Okay. Five, monetize from day one. Use affiliate marketing products that relate to your niche. Six, build an email list from day one. using lead capture, you know, like a ClickFunnels account or whatever. 7, don't give in to the horizon confusing, meaning you're thinking you're going to make money in a week. It won't happen. 8, celebrate every win. 9, attach your name to everything. People will trust you because your name. 10, keep going and don't give up. Create better content than everyone else. And that, again, is probably the hardest part. But just keep trying to make it better. Guys, this is Ben Arkell, PassiveAutomation.com. This has been a long podcast. Thank you for hanging with me. Thank you to Sam for his insight. Guys, keep going. If you want to learn more, you can go to my YouTube channel. I would love it if you subscribe. It's Ben Arkell, Passive Automation. I might say Passive Income Automation. I'm at like 250-something subscribers. I'm trying to get to 1,000 by the end of the year. I will do it. Really excited to keep growing, keep teaching. Guys, I love you. You're awesome. I love freedom. I love learning about how to build a business online. I love giving people solutions to problems. And that's what this is all about. That's what being an entrepreneur is about. Guys, we will talk to you on the next podcast. We'll see you.